funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Sisters and brothers, we honor today the Blessed Mother, Mary, who is with us always as Mother of the Church, as our model of faith, and our Mother as well. She was assumed into heaven, body and soul, the faith of the Church since the 5th century. So let us now gather together as a faith community and revitalize our own faith in this moment of her life and the gift that it is to each one of us in the church that we have a mother in heaven. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who assumed the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul, into heavenly glory, grant, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we may merit to be sharers of her glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also came through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life. But each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judea, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered the promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We celebrate this feast of the Assumption every year on August 15th as a holy day of obligation. In a sense, as Christians, we are obliged to come and recognize, to embrace, and to learn from Mary what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's our obligation. It is a dogma of the church. It is an official teaching of the church that Mary was taken body and soul into heaven by Almighty God. Where is this in the Bible? It's not. It is not in the Bible. But it relies upon the faith of the people and the teaching of the church. From the 5th century, Christians gathered to celebrate this moment, which was known as the passing of Mary, or I love the word in the Eastern Church, the dormition. They believe Mary didn't die, she fell asleep in the hands of the Lord, and he took her body and soul. Why is it so important to us? Because you and I will fall asleep. You and I will pass to return to the Lord, not only in our soul, but in this body, this temple of the Lord, to be reunited body and soul. Mary in one movement, body and soul. You and I, soul first, then body. The resurrection of the body, which we will profess in a few moments in our creed. That we will be resurrected. That our bodies will return to the Lord as well as our soul. More than that, Mary remains for all of us a mother and a model. So many of us, I think, in the life of the church, bishops, priests, and all of us, that the events of the life of Jesus, the life of the church, remain historical. They are historical. But everything historical in the church, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, has meaning for today. Mary is as relevant, in fact, probably more relevant today than she was perhaps however many centuries ago. But what is historical in the church is relevant for us today. And so what we find in the gospel today is what Mary herself, in her own self-reflection, was able to recognize what God had done in her. That for her, God was not a historical, biblical figure. For her, God was an intimate Father who looked upon her lowliness. And she recognized that. And so she sang her song to her cousin Elizabeth in what we call the Magnificat, the beginning words, "My soul magnifies, glories in the Lord our God." Mary lived a life that was full of struggle. And that's why she is relevant to us today. We are struggling. We are struggling on all levels of life. We struggle personally. We struggle in our families. We struggle in our communities, our church, our country. And we struggle as a world. We struggle as human beings. We struggle as human persons. But each life, Mary can testify to us today, is of value. One of the struggles that we are seeing is that life is becoming cheap. Life is not cheap. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross, who gave his own life. God gave his own life for every human being. And we struggle with that. But we must struggle in the way that God wants us to struggle. And to do that, we have the opportunity today to look at Mary as a person who struggled in life. At the beginning, she struggled with the announcement that she would be the mother of God. Me? I don't know of a human person. How can this be? It was a huge question in her life. And yet she received the word of God that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will conceive by the Holy Spirit. And in faith, she trusted those words. Let it be done to me. Mary acknowledged with full faith the presence of God in her life. Sisters and brothers, do we acknowledge God's presence in our lives with full faith beyond our struggles? Our struggles are different. But can we say with Mary, "My soul magnifies God"? God is the first and only in my life. And instead of looking inside to her own struggles, Mary learned immediately that there was a way to come out of ourselves and go beyond our own personal struggles, and that is to serve. And so she went to Elizabeth, not thinking of her own problems, if having the Son of God in her life is a problem, but certainly humanly it was a difficult thing. But she went to serve. She got out of herself and her own world and went to serve. When she was disappointed, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit, by Jesus himself, when he stayed behind in Jerusalem at 12 years old, when the rest of them moved on, she went back struggling. Why did he do this? And she asked him, "Why did you do this to me and to your father?" He looked at her, as you know, and said, "I must be about my father's business." And what did she do? Debate him, challenge him, punish him? She treasured his words in her heart. When we struggle, do we not hear the word of God somewhere? Because we hear it here every Sunday. We read it in our prayer. We're familiar with the Gospels, the words of Jesus. Do we treasure them in our hearts? Or do we say to him, "Yeah, but you don't know my situation. You didn't have to go through this." She treasured. That's what formed her as the mother of the church. She treasured every word he said and made them her own. I've given spiritual direction at the beginning of my ministry for many, many years, and oftentimes I would remind people of something that Jesus said. And you know what I would hear often, periodically? "Yeah, but he was Jesus. Yeah, but he wants you to have the same power he does through his word." Treasure his words in your struggles. Did she not struggle at the foot of the cross? Especially when Jesus said to her, "Woman, that's your son. Son, that's your mother." Almost as if pulling her away from him. And yet she trusted. She had a new mission to give life and to nurture and walk with the new church that was coming about. And what I want to present to us today is Mary in the upper room at Pentecost. Because I believe in all that we're struggling with, sisters and brothers, we have somehow created a shield where we cannot hear or even listen or pay attention to the Holy Spirit. When the apostles were in the upper room as the Holy Spirit was coming, I really believe that the only person who had the privilege to speak was Mary. Because these men all ran. They were afraid. They abandoned, in a sense, Jesus at that moment of the greatest suffering. She did not, nor did John. She could speak. "Remember what he told you. Remember that he loves you. Remember that he is merciful. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan. Remember the story, the parable of the merciful father. Remember when he put that child in the midst of yourselves, when you were arguing who is the greatest. Remember." That is Mary's gift to us. When we struggle, she is our mother putting her arms around us saying, "Don't forget what he told you." In the gospel, a few times the apostles asked Jesus questions such as this: "Who is the greatest? Who's first? Who's the most powerful?" And Jesus said, as you know and I know, "The first will be last, and the last will be first. Whoever accepts the kingdom of God like this child will be the first. The greatest among you must be the one that serves. Is this not a principle, my dear friends, in our struggling world, for us to change our hearts on how we struggle through this world? Seeking power with the powerful, seeking greatness with the greatest, seeking to be on top of the heap, or perhaps to walk side by side with our mother, to seek that humility, which doesn't mean to put ourselves down, but it means to walk with God. I think today of people in our recent history, such as St. Maximilian Kolbe, whose feast day I believe we celebrated yesterday, at least this week, who in front of evil, locked up in prison, gave his life for a friend in the Second World War. I think of Mother Teresa, probably one of the most humble figures of our times, walking in Beirut from one side of the city to the other amidst bullets flying above her head. I think of St. Damien of Malachi, who left the wealth of Europe and went to the islands of Moloch and served those with leprosy. There's so many in our world who are examples to us of what it means to live a Marian lifestyle, which is what the Christian life is, to live the style of life as Mary did, not ignoring the problems, but approaching them with the heart of God, which she knew deeply in her own life. We cannot walk through this world blind, blinded by so many things, but neither are we called to join in certain attitudes and certain approaches to life and to solving our problems. And so I would like to conclude today by simply reading again the Magnificat. But I would like us to do so as if it were a personal examination of conscience. This is Mary's proclamation, but it's ours too. And let's put ourselves in this proclamation. Do we in any way reflect the same attitude of humility that Mary did? Because Mary's humility is what attracted God to her. It was the humility of Maximilian Kolbe, of Cardinal Van Thuan in Vietnam, Mother Teresa. It was their humility, their willingness to give up themselves in service to God and one another, that attracted God into their life, that gave them joy. And so think of your own situation, your own struggles that you're going through right now, and let's reflect those in this prayer of Mary as we conclude this reflection this morning. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Our true home is in heaven. Our true life is there, and the fulfillment of all these promises, sisters and brothers, is with God now and in eternity. Let us now profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Let us now present these prayers to our Heavenly Father.
For the Church, that we may continue to grow in holiness as we hear the Word of God and observe it as Mary did, the Mother of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For all those who are lowly and hungry, that they may be lifted up and filled with good things now and always, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For students, teachers, administrators, and staff at the beginning of a new school year, that their commitment to the vocation of education may be rewarded by an atmosphere of fruitful learning, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
That we may each strive to bring Christ into our world, imitating the Blessed Virgin Mary and taking on this responsibility, we pray to the Lord.
Amen.
That God may extend his healing hand upon Stephanie Reese and all those who continue to suffer from any illness in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the soul of Susana Molina, Mr. and Mrs. Tony Sines, the deceased members of the Hagelin family, Jesse Gomez, and for the special intentions of Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and all our intentions spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, you have blessed us with the great things, and holy is your name. Come to our aid and grant the needs we bring before you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, our tribute of homage, rise up to you, O Lord, and through the intercession of the most blessed Virgin Mary, whom you assumed into heaven, may our hearts aflame with the fire of your love constantly long for you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For today the Virgin Mother of God was assumed into heaven as the beginning and image of your Church's coming to perfection, and a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people. Rightly, you would not allow her to see the corruption of the tomb, since from her own body she marvelously brought forth your incarnate Son, the author of all life. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, in all you have created, rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God our Father, and so now we pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.